Blog Talk Radio.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender.
Oh, hello, everybody. Christine and Michael picked out that song for us tonight. Oh, it was lovely. Well, we have such an exciting show for you. This is Catherine, and I'm the co-host and the host tonight because our dear Meg couldn't come tonight because she's working. She has a very busy acupuncture practice, so... But she'll be with us later, and she certainly will hear the show. So, hello, everybody. I'll turn this over to Christine in a moment to say hello. In fact, why don't I let her do that now, and then and I'm going to introduce you to what she's... All right. I'm lost track here. Yeah. I'm going to tell you a little story about what's been going on in our house. Well, one day Christine showed me in the morning when she woke up that she was developing a rash all over her. And it was a little alarming. Because it looked like it was, you know, starting to break out. And so we did a search to find out what on earth was causing this. Turned out, because of about a week of 100% humidity, everything in the house was getting moldy. And I went down and investigated our 175-year-old basement. And, well, it was not a pretty sight. So we had to start a campaign to eliminate mold because, first of all, for Christine, it's very dangerous because she's had black mold poisoning and nearly died a few years ago from it. So, of course, it was rather alarming. So a little flummoxed with the size of this project that we would have to tackle, we put out the call to family and friends and everybody to say we needed some financial help and support and send their love, and help came from every quarter. People, funds, everyone wanted to help us, and we even have someone who's an architect, who offered to guide us through how to manage this problem and how to turn it around in 3 days, she said. So it's just been remarkable how something that could have seemed such an urgent emergency really turned into a gift. We feel just so, people have been so generous, you know, and they've now been talking, of course, about giving gifts and receiving. And, oh, boy, did we have a chance to receive. It was just so heartwarming. And not only that, but we were recommended a couple of young guys who are enthusiastic and helpful and came in here and really worked hard to help us get rid of the first wave of everything that needed to be cleaned or removed. And they were so delightful about it that the whole experience that could have been just awful turned out to be just heartwarming and a wonderful gift. So that leads us to the concept. What is the meaning of mold? Not really. What is the meaning of an urgent emergency in your life? Well, of course, there are some practical things that have to be done, but at this point in our process, in our ascension, everything that happens is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to reach for the best in yourself, to reach for help from your Arcturian teams, from Mother and Father God, from the company of heaven, and to really see that even if it might have seemed to be something that would be terribly upsetting or might leave you feeling bereft or disgruntled, we don't have to go there. Because for every challenge, there is a bright light that will carry you through it. And so the energies are different. The options are different now. The possibilities for how you can resolve things in your life are very different. So we put out the call, first to the company of heaven, and they came, and they brought help from every direction. This is how it works now. So be aware that anything that happens to you, like, your car breaks down, or your basement floods, or any of these problems that life presents us, it's not a problem. It's an opportunity. And that is true in a way that has expanded tremendously because of what we have available to us, because of the rising light. So here we are. Taking care of the mold. And I want to hang on just a second. I also want to let you know that what Christine is going to be doing is a beautiful reading. Oh, I didn't tell her I was going to say this. But she's going to do a teaching with Serapis Bay that is right up her alley. And we have a wonderful opportunity tonight because this is her expertise, her love, and she has worked with this material for many years, personally and professionally, and she's taught it. She knows it, and she loves it. So you have a real treat coming. And we were joking earlier. She was saying this. I was saying how this material is so inspiring and makes your heart swell and lifts your spirit in such a way that, she said, it's like nourishment. And this is going to be like the pre-game meal. So I wanted to get that in. And she's going to tell you a little bit about her experience, too, with this latest challenge that we've had, because I know everybody has these kinds of things going on. So I'm going to turn this over to Christine. Okay.
Thanks, Catherine. Hey, everybody. If we sound out of breath, while we were doing the opening of the show, we also had a chipmunk intervention with little lady Bam Bam. She stopped killing them and hurting them, but now she gets them and carries them around and still scares the wits out of them. So we have to go rescue them. And she's getting better every day, and she's understanding and working with her team and her communicator that all animals live in harmony, and she knows it's part of her job to help pave the way for this and to transcend her body instincts. And she's working on it, but we support her, so show or not, we had to. That was why we kind of got out of breath there. We were having a little help Bam Bam moment. All right. Okay, I've got all kinds of fun news and things. First, I miss Meg, but appreciate how she's out there taking care of so many folks. Next, I want to say that tomorrow night, if the RV has not gone, or if it has, at our level, the famous 800 numbers, we will not be doing a show because Sheldon Neidel has his show. And, you know, we don't have anything formally to do with him. We just adore him. And we support his mission. And we thank him for so many steady years of service, carrying the information to us all and the love. And so the masters are the same masters, and they direct us in everything we do. So they have said they will bring tomorrow night's show of unity continued through our beloved Sheldon. And also to Galactic Heart Colleen, we appreciate you as well. So that's one thing. You can go to the show. We don't have anything to do with it, so you can't ask us. We're just telling you, like, what we do. What we're going to be doing tomorrow night. You can go to PAO, P as in Paul, PAOweb.com. It's a contribution of $15 to help keep them going in the last throes of the last minute. And it's a live webinar that the Galactic Federation of Light, the Ascended Masters, and many more are present. You receive healing from your healing teams. We light up the network around the world with Sheldon. So that's tomorrow night. That's that announcement. And then the material that we're going to be drawing from at the request of Serapis Bay tonight is from Aurelia Louise Jones. And for those of you that don't know, she is, she's a beautiful, beautiful soul. And she has already transitioned and is now working out of Telos, and she is no longer operating from this side of the veil at this moment. But when I found her years and years ago, I just was so touched by this beautiful spirit and presence, and I started just devouring her materials, the Telos 1, 2, and 3 books, and she has these fantastic, there's our Bam Bam singing her song. Mm-hmm. It's the I Want to Go Back Outside song. Bam Bam? No, honey. Okay. The material that I've used a lot directly as guided by Serapis Bay for many years, there's this little booklet that Aurelia Louise Jones put out. And it's the Ascension Flame of Purification and Immortality. And this little booklet told Serapis Bay and Sananda and Adama, and they come and they say how to activate your light chamber, how to formally declare in your life on the surface that you choose ascension. Well, I was so excited to find it. Felt like this was, I must do this, and I would hold gatherings anywhere I could, in my house, in my best friend's office, and you name it. And in the ceremony, Serapis Bay would come and put the light technology machine that is a, like, imagine it as like a mini light chamber that we're all going to be in for our final 3-day transition. Well, he would come and put it under a chair, and we would go through the ceremony just as he laid out in this precious booklet. It's a booklet. Just a little bitty, perfect offering and declaration. So he's going to reference a couple things from that, which is super fun. He's actually even updated it. But before we go on to that, yes, mold. Perfect opportunity to choose love instead of panic.
Hang on, everybody. Hi, my name is Teresa. I'm actually holding the line, so to speak, so that Catherine and the rest of the callers that are on the phone will be able to join us. So just hang on. They'll be with us in a few moments.
Hi, everybody. We're back. I'm just going to bring in the conference call, and I'll be right back with you, and Christine will continue.
Recording has started.
Hi, everybody. We're back. And here goes Christine.
Hey, everybody. Okay, now that that little glitch, last one probably, is out of the way, I was about to paint the picture for you of, you know, mold poisoning. Even here this last couple weeks, vomiting, terrible headaches, a body rash that is about to turn bloody from the tip of my nose to the tops of my toes, no sleep. Just the whole thing. My little immune system is so stretched already. Well, it is possible, and Serapis Bey is going to explain how, to be at peace in the midst of all of that. And I have been. Not only that, I've been in joy. And my faith has never been stronger. My inner knowing never more steady. And yet, the outer conditions have been crazy once again. But that's just an opportunity for more transmuting. It is the last moment that it's going to be like this for me, for us, forever. So I even look at it sort of philosophically, like, the last time I'll be able to believe in suffering this much. Now, mind you, I don't believe in it. But in the middle of the night, when my arms are kind of, well, let's not go any more into that. But I've just been looking at it, releasing it once and for all. And I've really been able to stay in peace and joy. So I'm pretty excited for what Serapis is going to come and say about that. And how possible that is for all of us now. Before we bring in our beloved master, there is a situation report, a SITREP, by Yosef out tonight from over at Dinar Chronicles. I'm not going to read it. It's long and it's detailed, and it has a lot of outstanding information that is confirmed now by the Company of Heaven. All will be made transparent. You may go and read this for yourself. Dinar Chronicles is an open site, and we give again our love and thanks to Patrick for keeping it going with such integrity. And Yosef does say the window begins, but it's not even the window. The go begins for us tomorrow. Now, remember what we've learned. And we'll just hold the light. That's our job. And I see a lot of twinkling right now. So we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. But what we are assured from Mother and Father God is that this ends. Debt slavery, the dark era on earth, it all ends. And it is upon us. So tomorrow is our day to begin to turn this whole thing around for every single soul. Won't that be amazing to do together? All right, well, Serapis Bey is here, of course, and I'll give the phone to Catherine so she can bring in such a loving, elegant master. And I will say this. You know how what Saint Germain is to the violet flame, to the prosperity and freedom programs? That is what Serapis Bey is to the ascension flame, the flame of purity and transfiguration, and to the ascension of earth. So I'm going to take a deep breath and take a drink of water, and I'll give Catherine the floor to bring in.
To bring in Serapis Bey. Well, of course, Serapis Bey has a very warm spot in our hearts because he is our sponsor for ascension. And he's here to help us just make the last brilliant race to the finish. So I'm going to present Serapis Bey. Welcome.
Thank you, Catherine. Hello, one and all. I am Serapis Bey, at your service. I am thrilled to be with you at this moment. And I will say this. Oh, let's welcome in a little family member. The energies are churning, and as you know, the little ones, the two cats and little Che, the Chihuahua, work every bit as hard as Catherine and Christine, as this is their agreement and assignment. This is one working family. And I will let you in on that. We know that Christine hasn't slept in over 40 hours. We have had her up working, and so we give her an extra bear hug for channeling this evening, as well as getting all of the grid work and transmuting and working on the inner planes with her beautiful team members, with the higher selves of many across the surface of the earth, as we all move towards the fulfillment of such important moments that we have all so long worked for. Now, I will tell you this. You are about to see some strange things. What do I mean? Much has been said about your redemption, your exchange process, and how it will affect you on every level, physical, spiritual, all of it. What I am talking about is a bit after that, and what will happen then. You have gone through a process. You have come through sacred fire. The ascension flame is burning brightly in each and every one of you listening to this call, whether it's now or in the so-called future. Your pillars of light are filled with the blazing sacred fire of the ascension flame already. Everyone on the planet is. However, yours are the Roman candles we see from far, far above in our ships. You have prepared in ways you no longer have bearing to understand. So what I mean is you're going to see some strange things. It could happen that you give someone a gift of freedom, of prosperity, in the form it happens to be right now of money, and they may be shocked. They may be angry. They may have resentment. What I'm saying is you're going to get the whole range of reactions because others have not prepared in the way you have. So now it is you who holds the mantle to bring them through, not to do it for them, but to be the model, the example, the loving friend, the buddy, the cheering squad, the confidant, to help them now take the steps towards conscious freedom that you have long been taking. Each and every one will have their strengths and gifts and their irreplaceable contribution to the ascension of Earth. You'll just help them to see that in themselves. Strange days are ahead, but I tell you this, every moment will be filled with wonder for you. Now, the design originally on the surface of Earth, when the Dark Ones came and imposed their will, was that when we were on the surface of the Earth, as you are, you would live in a constant state of stress, fear, anxiety, which would lead to self-hatred, shame, self-degradation. This is the legacy you are now unwinding, relaxing, releasing, and healing. And as Saint Germain came and told you this week, simply to use the violet fire, if you use it genuinely with your heart, is enough to transmute and transform these old experiences. I come with a bit of a different message, another helpful hint to help you navigate these days and also to support others to do the same. It has been mentioned, but it's a very important point that can be the immediate access to your freedom. Whatever condition, whatever situation, whatever set of circumstances you find yourself in, love first, and love in the midst of whatever is going on. What this means is that you don't first have to get over something and then love. You don't first have to ground, center, get yourself together, pull back, organize, fix it, apologize. First, you love. There is a lie that was perpetuated by the dark. And that is that you are either loving or you are not. Well, you are multidimensional beings, children of God. And you are capable of being loving in the midst of all things. Let's take an example. Say you have a situation at work and you're full of stress. You don't have to push that away or pull it towards you or have a set of plans to eradicate it, stomp it out, heal it, fix it. No. The first thing you do is love. Now, You know how to be loving. You are love itself. And you can never fool me by saying, what do you mean, Serapis? Because this is the one thing that cannot be taken from you, the knowing of love inside of you. So it's very simple. So simple, at first it may not feel satisfying because you're used to complicated steps and programs and machinations and effort. Could it really be as simple as we're saying? Could it really be that you chuck it in the violet fire with all your heart and then you love? Period. It is that simple. Love first. Love in the midst of all things. That's it. I could end there, but I do have more nuggets for you. Why, oh why, as my title stated, what on earth does the RV, the global currency reset, the revaluation of currencies on the surface of Earth, have to do with ascension? Well, you have been in the grips of perhaps the most spectacular debt slavery system ever known. Debt slavery has bound you to the point that when you hear the truth that you have a galactic benevolent family, for example, who is waiting to embrace you, to hold you close, to reunite, that prosperity is about to flood the planet in an unprecedented gift from Mother and Father God. All of these things that we could tell you, the programs, Nasara, Gasara, healing technologies, free energy, abolition of all that has been criminal, your freedom. Without first dealing with taking off the shackles, it would feel unbelievable to you, even if you had a heart to believe, which all of you do. All of you on this call do know, do believe, and yet still look at the challenges you face as the start date for the RV continues to seemingly disappear and move back. Look at what you've faced just in that. Look at what you've had to call upon in yourself to hold the faith to bring this about. Now, that is extraordinary, and you have done it. But without releasing the shackles of your debt slavery, for the collective on the planet, it would be unbelievable because of the intense experiences you have long suffered on the surface. So, the brilliant plan of our brother, Saint Germain, to first restore the dignity of everyone not only having enough, but being overflowing with blessing, with food, with safety, with clean water. These are not just basic rights. They are your spiritual foundation. Think about that. How can you be spiritually free if you have no clean water to drink? So we lift debt slavery. You lift debt slavery first. And then all of you begin to take off like rockets. Ultimately, this was just a stepping stone. As you've been told, as you now understand within yourself, the RV and GCR aren't about just hydrating the planet with resource, with energy, the energy of opportunity and fulfillment and love and prosperity and joy. But it's a step towards not even having an instrument such as money, where all beings are so truly free and fully in possession of their creative, true self, that money will be a concept you will talk about around the cosmic campfire, where you say, remember when on the surface of Earth this funny paper represented our slavery, then our freedom, and then we didn't even need it ever anymore, ever again. That is what the RV, the global currency reset, has to do with ascension. How can you ascend with such a yoke binding you? There's another myth I would like to quickly dispel. That is that things diminish. You were sold that idea because that would keep you as very good consumers. If from the moment you get something, it is dwindling, diminishing, lower in value, then you will immediately raise your eyes to look for the thing that will be of equal or greater value down the road. Now, I'm going to give you some examples. I'm going to use Christine. She is a bit unusual at times. She loves laundry more than we understand. She loves to do laundry for her friends, her family. She loves it. When she does it with so much love, and she has so much fun that she actually makes the clothes better. She uses non-toxic products that she's carefully researched. She takes such care in how she folds, and many times folks have been heard telling her, this shirt has never looked this nice. I'll give you another example. Vegetables. When she gets home from the farmer's market or the grocery store and lays out, she fills a tub with vinegar, vegetable wash, and she carefully talks to each vegetable and the devas of the plants and thanks them for the bounty and the gifts. And the tomatoes come alive. They glow. Have you seen a cucumber glow in your refrigerator? Christine's do.
True.
She doesn't believe that things diminish. She has a team of angels she puts on her car. She lovingly requests of them that they not only take care of it, but they maintain it, and they actually make it better than the day she bought it. See what I'm getting at? It is not a truth that things diminish. Now, I'm not saying you have to hoard and not get new things. I'm saying the reality you have now entered is very flexible and fun. Pour your love onto things and see what happens. All right. I have something I would like Christine to share with you. First, I will be giving you, both in transmission and in the words through my voice, through Christine, some of the understanding behind the Ascension Protocols. Now, doesn't that sound important and fancy? Ascension Protocols. And if it makes your heart beat a little fast, it makes you a little excited, it's because all of you studied long and hard Ascension, the Ascension Protocols, and you made deep vows before coming to this lifetime regarding your Ascension. You made them with all your heart and soul, and Sananda will be coming and giving you the opportunity to reassert those vows at this important moment on the surface of Earth. But first, I will share with you a little bit about the protocols, the Ascension Protocols. I'll tell you just a few brief points, and this will awaken the living memory inside of you. It will further ignite your Ascension fire. First, this process is one of complete purification and healing of all that is hindering your transfiguration, resurrection, and ascension into the arms of God, the restoration of your dignity and memories so that you live once again as divine children of our Mother and Father God, centered on the one truth of oneness. Understand, each dimension represents a certain frequency. When you are able to hold the frequency of that dimension without exception, it becomes your residence. Next, live from the heart, always talking and acting like a master would as a way of being. Let go of third-dimensional consciousness. Let go of the consciousness of separation, duality, polarity, and drama. Let go. Let go of all judgment and expectation about yourself and others and how life should be unfolding for you. I can tell you this. It is now unfolding just as it should be. You have teams that would be better called small legions, each and every one of you, assisting you to make it so. Embrace the banner of humility and the sweet surrender of your holy vows. If you don't know or don't quite yet remember what they are written within your very cells and DNA. Take the time to quietly go within and search them out. Establish a conscious union with your higher self and your twin flame, your I Am presence. Embrace the consciousness of harmlessness. No hurting yourself or others. Release old programming running your life and all negative emotions stored in your consciousness, unconsciousness, and subconsciousness. Relax. Breathe. Release them to the violet fire. I will tell you this. I've said it before. When individuals believe that their debt in life is light, it causes a sacred reaction, a magical call of the heart. When you embrace and dare to believe your debt is light, not that you have caused much, done much, owe much, you don't. You've had an experience, and now it's time to heal up all the way out of it. When you can embrace it from that perspective, a kind of joy is released that will grease the wheels from there on out. It's a kind of grace. The attitudes that will most assist you now in your ascension is that of service to yourself, to your fellow human, to the planet. And the other one is an oldie but such a goodie. The attitude of gratitude. And I mean profoundly, from every cell and fiber of your being. Next and last for the moment is to really nurture. I like how Catherine said this is like your pregame meal, because this discussion, this message, this transmission is full of nourishment for you, light nourishment, healing nourishment, ascension nourishment. Get excited about your ascension. Let it be part of your daily daydreams and hopes and thoughts, excitement, planning, wonder. It is happening. Allow yourself to see it and participate in it consciously. You will not be disappointed. In seeking ascension, it is the power of love that supersedes all. Now I will ask Christine to please, on behalf of us all, to give an ascension decree. When she was healing from her original mold poisoning, that was an attack upon her by the cabal, she would go to in California, there's some bluffs above the sea, and with all her heart and soul, she would decree and pray. We would all gather to receive her earnest prayers, for they were on behalf of herself and everyone suffering as she was. And so I ask her to give one of those prayers to you now. It is the prayer for self-love and ascension. Christine, the talking stick is yours. I am your Serapis Bay. Your ascension is well underway. I'll be back to give you progress reports and guidance. Enjoy your redemption appointments. We will be with you. Christine?
Thank you. Oh, my.
It's Christine. He brought so much energy at times that it's like the words would come fast as the highlight thinking. It doesn't really work out that well with my slow tongue. So that was wonderful. That was wonderful. All right. Serapis Bay has asked me to do the following. From the Lord God of my being, I am that I am. I decree. I have love for my journey into my ascension. I have compassion for all physical and emotional pain I still need to heal. I give thanks that I am now healing the past and resurrecting the new. As a master of divine expression walking the earth, I now turn on the light of my divinity. I now activate and transform my DNA to its fifth dimensional potential. I now choose to completely heal and rejuvenate my physical body. I choose to remain happy, harmonious, and grateful. I claim the mastery that is mine to manifest my freedom. I allow my divinity to manifest in a most wondrous way. I give thanks that it is done according to God's holy will. I call for shafts of ascension light to blaze through me daily and hourly, and so be it, beloved I am. With that, I look up and see our dear, beloved Sananda shining right here. How much goodness can we take in one evening? Who needs 800 numbers? Just kidding. All right, I'm going to pass to Sananda. And he is going to bring us some things that will remind us of the vows we took before we came here. And I am being told by Serapis to tell you that we have an opportunity. And should we join in these vows with all our heart, we are backed by the company of heaven and everyone on the ships, and they are with us, focusing with us, blessing us, flooding us with their love. What an exciting moment. What a beautiful opportunity. So with that, Sananda, the talking stick is yours.
Thank you, dear Christine. Well, this is a very exciting evening. Of course, this preparation is sparkling, is prophetic, we're inviting you once more to really join with us and your entire galactic family. All the company of heaven are gathered here to witness, to share, to join with you in this great energy of love and ascension. Now, I'm going to read the codes of conduct for a disciple of the Holy Spirit. Now, that sounds very serious and very important. And of course it is, but you know, in the higher dimensions, seriousness does not require that we don't have laughter or celebration. So this will combine love, laughter, celebration, and heartfelt joining with each other, with the company of heaven, and with Mother and Father. This was given by the Maha Chohan, and they are very simple, very direct, very helpful. It's a list, and I will give you the list, and as I do, I want you to join with me. And when I read the simple vow, in each case, I will pause, and I want you to repeat it yourselves after me. And as you do that, the entire company of heaven, Mother and Father, and all the others, more than we can name, are here to witness and celebrate your conscious willingness to join with this ascension. There are 10 small vows, each one deeper and more profound. So as I say them, feel with me the the deep meaning, the ancient meanings in these words. One, become conscious always. Being conscious means, as Serapis said, restoring your dignity and the memory of being a divine child of God. Here is our vow. I vow to become conscious always. There. Feel it in your heart. Now, number two. Learn the lessons of harmlessness. Neither by word, nor thought, nor feeling will you ever inflict evil or harm upon any part of life. Now, the vow. I vow to do no harm. Number three, stir not a brother's sea of emotion thoughtlessly or deliberately. Here is the vow we say together. I vow to love my brothers and sisters. Yes, now four, dissociate yourself from the personal and planetary delusion. And here is our vow. I vow to seek and tell truth. I release delusion. Now, number five. Walk gently upon the earth and through the universe, knowing that the body is a sacred temple. And our vow. I vow to love, honor and heal my body and serve our Mother Earth. Now, six. In the presence of nature, absorb the beauties and gifts of her kingdoms in gentle gratitude. I vow to gratefully absorb the gifts of nature and to love and respect all kingdoms. Number seven, do not form nor offer opinions unless invited to do so, and then only after prayer and silent invocation for guidance. I vow to communicate for harmony and union. Now, eight, let your heart sing a song of gratitude and joy unto God. I joyfully vow to sing my heart song. That's a wonderful one to repeat all day long. Let's say it again. I joyfully vow to sing my heart song. Number nine. In speech and action, be gentle, but with the dignity that always accompanies the presence of the living God that lives within the temple of your being. I vow to always have Mother and Father's will as my guide. Now, number 10. Let your word be spoken in gentleness, humility, and loving service. I vow to be gentle, humble, loving, and to serve with purity and peace. Now, you could say these vows as often as you like, but as you have said them today, they are written in God's book. They are recognized by the company of heaven and all who celebrate here with you. Now, beloved brothers and sisters, we join together in our hearts our minds, our spirit, to celebrate this wonderful day. You know, in the higher dimensions, we do not think about the timing of things. We see the essence of it. And for us, this is your graduation. Yes. Embrace it. Take it into your heart. This day, you are ascended. You are ascending. You are vowing to ascend. It's all the same. I embrace you. I celebrate with you. I send you my blessings. I am your Sananda. Namaste, all. May this be a day you remember always. We will. In love and unity. Namaste.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me.